The next case is Main Street Properties LLC versus City of Bellevue. You may take your seat at council table for the moment.
Okay.
Dale, thank you very much. Council, Mr. Schumacher, you are here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Connor.
And you may approach and you may proceed.
Please bear in mind you're competing with the weed whacker in the courtyard. And those of us of a certain age may have difficulty hearing you, so do your best.
Do that, Your Honor.
we're trying to get that stopped. You may proceed.
May it please the court. My name is Tom Schumacher and I represent Main Street Properties LLC. In their appeal from the order of the district court dismissing their appeal from the Bellevue Board of Equalization, the Bellevue Board of Equalization, the City of Bellevue, and Susan Kluth. We request reversal of the district court's order of dismissal because the district court found that it lacked subject matter jurisdiction to hear Main Street Properties appeal. And this appeal was expressly authorized under Nebraska Statute 19-2422.
Your whole argument is premised on that this was a special assessment. Is that right?
Correct, Your Honor.
Do we have a copy of whatever it was that the governing body did? Is that in our record?
Yes, Your Honor. Actually, on page 54 of the transcript, you'll see a statement of the Board of Equalization's findings. And that's where they kind of list their findings of fact from that hearing. And actually that brings me to the next statute, which actually controls why this is a special assessment. There are actually three Nebraska statutes at play, which dictate why this district court had subject matter jurisdiction. I'll just list those now and we can talk about them in turn. But the statute 18-1722 governs why this was a special assessment. And that statute provides that where a municipal authority levies the cost to demolish and remove a structure of a building against the property owner, that is a special assessment. If you read the specific language of the statute, it provides that when a city determines that a building is unsafe because it is a public nuisance or there is some kind of demolition that needs to be performed in order to make it safe and inhabitable again, the city may submit those costs to a statement of demolition costs to the governing body, which is in this case, the Bellevue Board of Equalization. And the statute explicitly says the governing body may levy the cost as a special assessment against the lot or real estate upon which the building or structure is located. That special assessment.
I beg your pardon. You've referred to the resolution in answer to Justice Castle's question. At T54, correct? And the resolution in one of the whereas clauses refers to the following written objections to the assessment. So is this correct that it would appear that this event that was taking place on July 21st was with regard to an assessment? Is that correct? That's your view?
Correct, Your Honor. A special assessment of the demolition costs.
Right, right. And so that your view is that the event was, in fact, an 18-17-22 event. Is that correct? That would be the authority for having that get-together. Is that right?
Correct, Your Honor. And the Board of Equalization's findings actually go on. If you look at their statement of findings, they say, now be it therefore resolved that the amounts as shown above for the costs associated with the demolition and removal of a structure and associated cleanup costs at the locations identified above, which is Main Street Properties, shall be placed as liens against the property so listed. That language under 18-17-22 mirrors exactly the Board of Equalization's findings in this case at their hearing on July 21st, 2020. Now the statement or the city submitted a statement of cost before the Board of Equalization, and this was for $25,320 worth of demolition. that the city claimed was performed. Now, Main Street Properties was challenging that special assessment because the demolition work associated with those itemized costs was not adequately or completely performed by the city's contractor that they had hired to perform the demolition work. And as set forth fully in the petition that Main Street Properties submitted in its appeal to the district court, set forth all of the errors and challenges to the demolition costs. There were several floor slabs.
So is your argument you would like a larger lien on the property?
No, Your Honor. The argument is that we were contesting the full amount of the $25,320 should not have been placed as any lien on the property because we had alleged that there was $18,000 in demolition work that would need to be done to correct the work that was performed by the city's contractor. The demolition charges were incomplete. There were floor slabs remaining.
Essentially, your argument was the value of the assessment wasn't there. You didn't get what you were being asked to pay for.
Correct.
It's not like the special assessment where they install a sidewalk and levy the cost to the property. You can look at the sidewalk and see what's there. But here, you'd say it's different, right?
Correct. I mean, this is for the demolition and removal of a structure, which falls under that 18-17-22 route that we were talking about.
So was it actually removed?
The demolition was not fully completely performed. There were floor slabs kind of remaining in the ground at the property. The city failed to cap the sewer lines and connection at the ground. The city had represented that it would perform a bunch of work.
Those are additional expenses.
No, those were all part of the demolition and removal, Your Honor.
This all goes to the merits though, correct? And the district court didn't reach any of this. It dismissed on jurisdiction.
Correct, Your Honor.
So would we reach any of these questions about whether you got what you paid for in this appeal, or are you just asking us to find that the district court had jurisdiction and send it back?
Correct, Your Honor. And the reason for dismissal was because they found that there was no special assessment. And these are facts that were put properly in the petition that fully allege the problems with the demolition work to support that there was no special assessment that should have been done. I mean, Main Street Properties.
I beg your pardon. Let's get back to jurisdiction if we could. Your position, if I'm correct, is that whatever took place on July 21st was an 18-17-22 hearing, which resulted in a special assessment. Correct so far?
Correct.
And you're not happy with the numbers, didn't get what you pay for. So you're trying to appeal that, correct?
Well, the city it was the city that had submitted the cost to the Board of Equalization. We were contesting.
But that's an answer to a different question. So you're trying to take an appeal, and you say in your alleged appellate work that you're proceeding under 19-24-22. Is that correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
And that is a statute which says any owner of a real property who feels aggrieved by the levy of any special assessment has to do these things to take an appeal. Is that correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
So that was the statutory basis for the appeal. And your view is you don't need a petition in error because you have a specific statute by which special assessments can be, quarrels can be taken to the district court. Is that correct?
Correct, Your Honor. And that's the whole issue of jurisdiction here, which is that there was a special assessment pursuant to 18-17-22, and 19-24-22 expressly allows an appeal by any property owner who is aggrieved by the levy of a special assessment to appeal within 30 days to the district court for a de novo review. And that's exactly what happened here. We appealed the special assessment challenging the demolition costs. And one other point I would like to point out is that the third statute that is controlling in this case is Nebraska Statute 16-707. And this is the statute that actually governs the Board of Equalization's powers. The city of Bellevue, with its mayor and the city council sitting and acting as the Bellevue Board of Equalization pursuant to 16-707, are statutorily obligated to levy special assessments under that section. It specifically says when so assembled, they shall levy special assessments. So if they weren't levying a special assessment on July 21st, 2020, what were they levying? They only could do this pursuant to this statute. So when you read those
three. The city appears to argue that the reference to special assessment in 1924-22 doesn't encompass the special assessments referenced in 1817-22. Is that your understanding?
Correct, Your Honor.
Could you respond to that argument?
Sure, absolutely. So the city tries to say you're challenging the challenging that the work was not adequately performed, and that's not a special assessment because a special assessment is an improvement on property. Well, they're trying to differentiate two things that are actually the same thing. Because remember, the city was the one that was trying to claim that the property had been benefited in an amount of $25,320. We said no, it was not, because this work was not adequately performed. It'll take $18,000 to correct. So it's the city's own finding that the property was benefited that we are challenging. That's the act of the special assessment. And now the city, because of the Board of Equalization, has a lien for $25,000 against our property, which is being challenged in the district court. I see I run it out of time. So we respectfully request that this court reverse the order of dismissal of the district court, finding that the district court has subject matter jurisdiction. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, members of the court.
Thank you very much. Ms. Vike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice. May it please the court. My name is Heather Vike, and I represent the appellees in this action, who are the City of Bellevue, the City of Bellevue Board of Equalization, and Susan Kluth, who is the city clerk of the City of Bellevue. And I respectfully request that this court affirm the judgment of the District Court of Sarpy County, dismissing the appellant's appeal for lack of subject matter jurisdiction.
If you take the position that the document at page 54 of the transcript to which your opposing counsel has referred is not a special assessment?
I do not believe it is a special assessment under 1924-22. I believe that, and that is my understanding of what appellant was requesting, that the court take jurisdiction under that provision.
Is it a special assessment under 1817-22?
No, I don't believe it is. And I will jump to that provision. Under 1817-22, I believe that provision gives the city multiple options for recovery of an amount of work due performed on a building that is a public nuisance here.
Aren't there two paths under that statute? One is to impose a lien and the other is to pursue an action in court?
Yes, that's correct. And what was done here, and what I think we must distinguish, and I didn't flush this out as I should have in my brief, but we do have a lien that was put into place. We don't argue, we don't dispute that. There was a lien on that property, but there was no next step to levy the special assessment.
Isn't the lien the special assessment?
I don't believe it is.
Doesn't that document tell the county clerk to put it on the rolls of the property?
Yeah, but I submit that we didn't get to that step. All that there was a lien, and for example,
I beg your pardon, to go back to Justice Castle's questions. 1817-22 refers to special assessment, and then says such special assessment shall be a lien. So what did you all think you were doing on July 21st? What was the statutory authority for that event? If it's not 1817-22, what was your statutory authority for July 21 event?
Well, I think that the Board of Equalization isn't limited to 1817-22. I think it had authority to place a lien for the payment of the amount due for the demolition. And then if it became necessary
and
later,
I beg your pardon, I beg your pardon. So 18, I beg your pardon. So 1817-22 is having to do with demolitions. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And if the owner doesn't pay for the demolition, then as Justice Castle indicates, the authorities can do a lien or have a lawsuit.
Yes, that's correct. That's
And you all went for the lien, is that right?
A special assessment, but I don't think we've gotten to that that stage yet. And if we're an example, and this is not on the record, but what happened in this case is the amount was paid and it ended at that point. So there was no further action taken to recover that amount. So I don't think that, you know, 18, 17, 22 requires that this is a finding that there is a special assessment here. And we must look at the face of the complaint.
So your argument with respect to, I beg your pardon, your argument with respect to the face of the complaint, that it indicated that that document, that pleading was being filed under 19-24-22, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And, then
and
I
that would be a statutory basis to do some things. Is your position it's not the right statutory basis to take an appeal from a decision under 18-17-22?
I believe that on the face of the appeal and the petition we have here, that no, you don't get to that. I think looking at 19-2422, you go to the case law, Bennett versus Board of Equalization, and see if there's a special assessment, which, as this court well knows, the special assessments are charges imposed by law on land to defray the expense of a local municipal improvement. And that's simply not the case here. On the face of the appeal, I don't believe that there were sufficient allegations to show that it falls under 18-722 or 1722. Excuse me.
I'm not sure that I either heard or understood your answer to, I think it was Justice Miller-Lerman's question.
Sure.
If 18-1722 is not the statutory authorization for the July 21, 2020 event, what is the statutory authorization for that event?
Are the event you're talking about what the Board of Equalization
did? Yes.
I don't believe that it's clearly defined in any statutory provisions.
So,
I don't think there's anything barring the action that it took on that occasion.
But don't municipal bodies and counties, aren't they subject to the rule that they only have the power provided by statutes, and those powers necessarily inherent to statutes? They don't get to just make it up on their own, do they?
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. But I can't point you to a specific provision here under which they were acting.
So you would concede that 18-1722 is the best statute on the books that would apply to this situation?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, Your Honor. I simply don't disagree with that.
Why
doesn't answer the question and doesn't supply subject matter jurisdiction under the allegations we have here.
How does what yes, the board did not fit under 18-1722 sub 1? What's missing?
What's missing is the next step to actually impose the levy. They just placed the lien to make the claim, you know, to preserve that claim, but there was action that should have been taken thereafter.
You mean they
to
didn't
levy take it to the special court. Assessment?
I guess they didn't take it to the county official and file it in the right office. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, what I'm saying is it was never assessed against the property. Thereafter, that amount was paid. So
it wasn't foreclosed, in other words.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
For lack of better, excuse me, oh. For the lack of clarity there.
What effect does the payment have on our analysis in this appeal?
Well, it doesn't here because it's not in the record, Your Honor. I was just using that as an example to show that there's a lien, and then what could have been done next to the different courses of action could have been taken to close on the lien.
Your argument is that it doesn't become a special assessment until they take action to foreclose on the lien?
Yes.
What's the argument for why that's the case?
Because I think that lien and levy are used different under the statutory framework we have here. I don't think they're used interchangeably, so I don't think that it's appropriate to use them interchangeably.
Can a lien come into existence before a special assessment is levy?
Yes, I believe it can.
And what process would that be?
And I believe that that's what the city was attempting to do here. And I think that that was the action that was taken here under that resolution.
But at the time, ignoring what's not in the record, if we may, the district court dismissed for lack of jurisdiction. And
yes.
That's all we know when the dismissal occurred. And what's in front of us is the correctness of the dismissal.
Yes.
And, right. And you have to move smartly if you're going to take one of these appeals, right? 10 days to put your notice in, got to get the transcript if the clerk is agreeable and all of that in 30 days, blah, 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 right? So,
yes,
so what is a property owner to do who's unhappy with an event such as 721, but to go forward as they've alleged under 1924-22?
Yeah, I think that what you're getting at perhaps is that, you know, is this close enough and does this satisfy, you know, assuming that what was required was a petition in error, appellant takes the position that, well.
No, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. I'm not suggesting it was a petition in error, nor am I commenting on the propriety of a petition in error as an alternative, as you urge. I'm simply looking at the statute surrounding 1924-22, and a property owner must move smartly if he, she, it believes that's the path. You agree with that?
Yes, Your Honor, I do agree with that.
And that's what they've attempted to do. Thank you.
Yes.
I want to follow up on that question, assuming, and I realize that you don't agree with this proposition, but assuming that we were to find that 1924-22 was a correct appeal procedure in this situation, can you point to anything that the appellant failed to do to comply with that procedure?
No, Your Honor. If that was indeed correct, then we believe that there should have been subject matter jurisdiction in the district court. The whole argument is premised on the fact that that was not the correct avenue to act under.
Thank you.
I see I'm out of time, so if we have no further questions, I will respectfully request that the court affirm the lower court's decision dismissing the appeal. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Do we have any time for rebuttal?
No, Your Honor.
There is no time for rebuttal. That concludes arguments in Main Street Properties LLC versus City of Bellevue. You may be excused.